بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تطع من أغفل قلبه عن ذكره واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا ولا تطع من أغفل قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, listening at home over the receiver. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. He mentioned a very beautiful statement, and especially for you and I to ponder in this zamana. Remember this, he mentioned more than 1,400 plus years ago, at a time when Islam was at its peak. It was just after the period of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba and now Tabi'een. So Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala addresses some of the people who were around him at the time, the Tabi'een, and he says, معروفكم اليوم منكر قوم منكر زمان قد مضى. That things that you have taken to be acceptable today in your time, in your era, things that you regard to be ma'ruf, it means good. Once upon a time, these same things were treated as evil in the people who had passed away. And he says, وَمُنْكَرُكُمْ الْيَوْمِ مَعْرُوفُ زَمَانٍ قَدْ أَتَىٰ. And some of the things that you have now regarded to be wrong and evil, the next generation that is coming now will regard that to be good. Now understand this statement. And we see today that with science and technology, the social media, and the different gadgets that we have at our hands and disposable, we have seen a great and a very rapid change in our lives, in the lives of society. Once upon a time, things that our grandparents and our parents had told us that you should refrain from these things, abstain from this, is going to be detrimental to your life, to your iman, to your deen, to your Islam. And they nurtured us with good qualities. They were concerned about our iman. They were concerned about our Islamic identity. We find in this country the very first thing that our elders have done, they built masajid. Not very large, but they built masajid. And with that, they always had a maktab, an afternoon madrasa that most of us had gone to. And then there was great respect for those ulama and elders and mashayikh who would come and who would teach them, and the local ulama. And even our parents and grandparents, they were very particular with many things. The azamat of Kitabullah, Quran. We can still remember as young children how we had a Quran tied in a juzdan. It was wrapped and kept on our chest as we would walk to the madrasa, not dangling on our side. No person would just throw his Quran any way he wished, and his kitabs. And things have then changed and evolved. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu is talking about that zamana. Imagine if he saw our zamana, what he would have said. He addressed those people at that time, he said, ma'rufukum al-yawm, things that you are taking to be acceptable today, things that you have brought in your life and regard it to be fine, okay, it's kosher. The zamana before you, the time of Rasulullah and the Sahaba, many of those things they would treat to be very, very serious. In fact, in the narration narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala, which supports the statement of Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, he says, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا هِيَ أَدَقُّ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعَرِ وَإِن كُنَّا لَنَعُدُّهَا في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات. He says, oh people, you are doing such actions today that you are treating so insignificant, so barik, so daqiq, so light, so trivial, even lighter than a strand of hair. In other words, you're not bothered about the actions that you are doing, some of the evil actions that they had brought about in their life. Whereas in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should treat it as mubiqat. Hum usko aap sab ke zamane mein muhlikat mein se shumar karte the. We should regard this to be amongst mubiqat, means al-muhlikat, things that will destroy our amal, things that will destroy our iman, things that will destroy our deen. And therefore they were very, very cautious in preserving the true and pristine, pure deen. But as time has went by, we see things have changed, and especially in our time. So many things now which have been brought into our lives, which we regard as part and parcel, it is fine, it is okay. And yes, you will get that fatwa, online shopping, fatwa shopping, or with the online buying, you will get that fatwa that suits your whims and fancies. May Allah protect me, may Allah protect all of us. This is something very serious for us to ponder and reflect. It's not just a matter of a few days in this world and to make ourselves happy and to practice on some type of thing that we wish. It is a matter of our akhirat. It is a matter of our becoming successful in the hereafter. Remember, in the akhirat, there is only either jannat or jahannam. Are we going to risk our jannat just to satisfy our desires in this world? See this nafs that we have, which we keep on talking about. Hawa. Hawa actually means the desires. And in particular now we're talking about the evil desires. We have good desires and we have evil desires. When we're talking about hawa, and Allah talks about hawa in the Quran, Allah is talking about dhammul hawa, the evil. And Allah is talking about those evil desires that a person has. And therefore Allah mentioned in the verse that I mentioned, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. They do not follow the heart of that person whom we have made heedless of our remembrance. And he's just following his hawa, his evil desires. In other words, what Quran is saying, what Hadith is saying, and Sunnah is saying, and of course that has to be understood, how it is understood and taught to us by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alim Ajma'een, and the Tabi'een and Tab'u Tabi'een, the Ulama and Mashaykh and the Muttaqeen and the Maqbuleen of those past who understood it in a far better way than you and I understand it. And we have to bring this into our life. So if we are going to discard the teachings that Allah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us, that Sharia that Allah gave us, and now we are going to just adopt an attitude of following what my heart desires, I'm not feeling like practicing on that, I will discard that, I will follow my whims and fancies. This is hawa. And hawa will pull us towards evil. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. None of you has a kamil iman. None of you has a perfect iman until he makes his hawa, his desires, subservient, subjugated to that which I have brought in the Quran, the Sharia. We have to follow and abide by the injunction of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that will give us success in the hereafter. It is not what we wish to do and what our understanding tells us. And I'm feeling lazy. Oh, I have pride and arrogance to accept some injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't feel like practicing upon it. I'm being lured by nafs and shaitan. And now, I'm going to be lazy to do certain a'mal which Allah wants me to do. Month of Ramadan comes. You will find Allah protect us. Allah forgive us. Allah conceal our weaknesses. Allah give us hidayat. Allah give hidayat to all those people who are not even prepared to keep roza. So many homes, the man is not fasting, and he's got no genuine excuse, flimsy excuses. Therefore, my respected brothers and elders, whether it is recitation of Quran, whether it is salat, any ibadat that we're making, sometimes the nafs is pulling us towards the haram deal. And this hawa, this evil desire will try and find some justification to it. Or we will ignore the fatwa of that alim who is genuine and is giving us a true, genuine fatwa based on Quran and Hadith. Or we discard the sunnah of Rasulullah, which is very clear, the Hadith is very clear regarding that particular deal that we are doing. It involves usury, interest, is haram. But because we want to appease our nafs, we will discard that. Rasulullah says, لا يؤمنوا أحدكم. Us shakhs ke paas kamil iman nahi hai. Doesn't have kamil iman. Who does not follow, who does not subjugate his nafs to the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, I fear two things over you. And these two things I fear the most over you. Number one, tool al-amal. And second, ittiba'ul hawa. That having long, long aspirations, and we spoke about this previously, a person says, you know, I will invest in this and I will build it, I will do that. And he makes a plan, not for now, immediate, or just for his children and his wife, so that at least when he passes away, they have something, they don't have to beg from people, they don't have to stretch their hands to society. Yes, that is fine. But beyond that, he makes an investment and plans, he plans for 120 and 200 years. And the famous story of Sheikh Tilli, Sheikh Tilli, was a person who had long, long aspirations. Aisa karunga, waisa karunga. And he goes to the marketplace, he buys a basket full of tree, full of eggs. And now he places the eggs, the basket on his head. And he's walking and he's now contemplating and he's working out. He's doing his calculations, mathematics, that I've got so many eggs and they will hatch. And then I will have those nestlings and then they will grow and they'll become fowls and then they will lay eggs and I'll have more eggs. And he gets so excited, he begins to stamp his feet in ecstasy and joy, and as he does it, all those eggs fall down and all are cracked. All his aspirations come to zero, naught. So a person has tool amal. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, yunsil akhirah. When you have long, long aspirations, it will make you forget akhirat. It'll make you forget about akhirat. You become so absorbed in dunya, you forget that akhirat is something that is a reality. And he says, following the nafs, the desire, hawa, it will yasudduka anil haqq. It will stop you from accepting the truth. Ulama, I've mentioned, yub'iduka anil huda. A person who follows hawa, he won't get huda. Huda means guidance. And the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the moment they embraced Islam, they knew what was dalalah, they knew what was a life of ignorance because they came out from Jahiliyyah, most of them, and they embraced Islam. So they knew what was dalalah, they knew what was the effects and harms of hawa. And it was the constant effort, sitting in the company of Rasulullah to get hidayat, to get huda, from hawa to huda. Remember this, hawa to huda. This must be our effort. That I must come out from following my desires, my carnal desires, my evil temptations, my whims, my fancies. And I must completely surrender to Allah's hukam. And I must get that hidayat. This following the desire was actually a mani'. It was an impediment. It was an obstacle for those people who refused to embrace Islam when Rasulullah gave da'wat to them. He gave them Quran. Explain to them Quran, give them da'wah towards the oneness of Allah and following Him as the final Nabi. After great effort, still they refused. Quran says, فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. That if they're not going to respond to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite all your efforts, then remember, they are merely following their desires. At the end of the ayat, Allah says, Allah will not give hidayat to those who are zalimeen. Allah wishes to give us hidayat. But if this heart is only going to follow hawa, temptations, evil, desires, whims, fancies, and we are not going to follow Quran and Hadith, genuinely, sincerely, with dedication, devotion, and accept it, this is the command of my Allah. I cannot change it. I cannot discard it. Okay, I'm weak, I'll make an effort. I'll have that intention to come and do the thing. If we are not going to do this, then Allah does not guide those people who are immersed and consumed by the whims and fancies. In the time of Khaybar, Sahaba radiallahu anhu was made, of course, there was no food. They managed to hunt and prey on some donkeys, some wild donkeys. So they slaughtered these donkeys and they began to cook the meat of this donkeys in pots, big pots. As they're busy preparing this meal, they hear Munadi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the caller of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately prohibiting them and explain to them that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said this is not permissible for us to consume. The moment they heard this, now imagine there was hunger, person is hungry. Put ourselves in the situation, you are very hungry. Somebody brings something to you. As you are taking that one luqman, you begin to enjoy it. Somebody else says, you know, this is genuinely haram. Now you start saying, you know, it's okay, this time let it go. Afterwards we'll make tawbah, we'll see afterwards, oh no, it can't be haram. So we'll make excuses. When the Sahaba heard this books of hadith, say that they then toppled all those pots they had. And they emptied the contents of the pots completely. They completely subjugated to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Islam came, before Islam, the people would drink wine, liquor, sharab, khamar, was so precious in their life that a person who was the custodian of the Kaaba, he was a caretaker of the Kaaba, he was prepared to give away this custodianship to any person who was prepared to give him a whole jar of a very old type of wine. And he would give him this key of the Kaaba just to get that wine. It is mentioned, ulama have mentioned, when a newborn baby comes into the world, in the time of Jahiliyyah, Habib Iktahniq with Kadur, they would put a drop of khamar into this child's mouth. Wine was so precious to them. They could not do without woman and wine. And gradually ayat came down in a gradual process in stages until when the final ayat came down that now khamar is totally haram. That sahabi who had that drop of wine in his mouth immediately spat it out. He made sure it did not go down his throat. That sahabi who had a bottle and is about to put it in his mouth immediately pushed the bottle away. Those who had barrels of wine in their homes emptied those barrels. It is mentioned the gullies of Medina was flowing with wine, with khamar. This is the hukam of my Allah, and I will not follow my hawa, my desire. Therefore, mashayikh have mentioned, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayh, he used to say that the worst calamity and spiritual malady is following a person's desire. Inna sharra da'i, inna ittiba' al-hawa, sharru da'i khalata qalban. And then a poet says, if you are not going to go against and disobey your hawa, then your hawa will become your guide, your leader. You will become a slave of your nafs and desire. Ulama mentioned it is a few minutes, few moments of you getting some type of enjoyment. Lazzat. Thori der ki lazzat. Few seconds. You are following your temptations. A person, Allah protect us, a person is having illicit relationship. He's enjoying talking and chatting with that haram man or haram woman. Person is engaging in zina. Person is drinking alcohol, he's taking drugs. He's watching pornographic material, he's doing haram. Whatever he may be doing, it's a few minutes of enjoyment that he will get. But it will be a perpetual misery for him. Daimi. Nadamat or hasrat. It is mentioned that just a moment of fulfilling your shahwat, your desire, just a moment, it will be hasrat for you forever and ever and ever. And sometimes a person is caught in this world doing that haram, then people obviously will hit him, or people will rebuke him, he'll be ashamed. And of course in the akhirat, in front of every person, a person will get badnam, will be facing disgrace in front of every person on the day of qiyamah. And therefore ulama say, yes, we all make mistakes, person slips, but the person has to make immediate tawbah and istighfar. And therefore they have mentioned that when a person is now going to become a slave of his hawa, and when he's not going to get that huda and hidayat, then it's going to stop him from making tawbah and istighfar. And there is, in Arabic, there's a small excerpt written by some person, as though aqal and hawa are having a conversation, a debate, a dialogue. And the aqal is telling the person, the intelligence, the person has got knowledge now, he's got aqal, that listen here, make tawbah, man. Enough is enough. Ab bahut ho gaya, tawbah kar lo. But the person still feels to make tawbah. Why? The hawa in himself tells him, no, enjoy life, man. What you worried about? When you grow up, you can think. Enjoy your life now. Dunya. Enjoy the dunya. See how everybody in the world is enjoying the dunya. So what happens? It becomes an obstruction from the person to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he says, then that person now must muster an army of having complete a resolution that I'm going to make tawbah. And this is my army. What is his army? A firm intention, a determination, a resolution that come what may, even if my jaan goes away, even if I'm going to lose my life, I'm still going to make tawbah. When he does this, the enemy will run away from the battlefield. When they see a huge force of soldiers, army coming, the enemy will run away. So then the person's desire, his hawa, will be suppressed. Now he'll get the tawfiq of making tawbah, otherwise he will not. Otherwise he will not. So even in the month of Ramadan, he will still be engaged in frivolous pursuits. After Taraweeh, he'll feel, I fulfilled my duty to Allah, now I can do what I want. During the day, he'll feel, it's okay, I'm doing something, I'm fasting, so I'm doing one good, and let me do some other things. And he will become heedless of Allah's injunction, and Allah becoming naraz with him. So a person makes an intention, and aqal tells him, bhai, perform salat, but what will take him away from salat? The same hawa will take him away. So a person must not have hasrat in his life. Hasrat. We don't have time, respected brothers and sisters. This is a matter of our being successful in the hereafter forever and ever and ever. The moment we become heedless, or we become attracted by our hawa, then we are not going to get the path of hidayat. A person is traveling, he's in the desert, he's stranded in the desert. He's got nothing, no conveyance, he lost his conveyance, he lost his food, everything. There's no people around him, there's no caravan he can see. There's nobody to give him any type of help. It's a matter of his life. He's going to die. And what thoughts are going in his mind? In the distance he sees some object. And as he's going closer, he sees there's a camel there. What happens? How happy he gets that I'm going to get this camel, and he's moving very quickly towards it. But suddenly his eye is distracted by some treasure box he sees, something like a treasure box. And now he becomes curious to go open that and see what is inside here. And as he comes closer, he sees just a mirage, it wasn't anything true. So his desires took him towards the treasure box. That was his hawa that pulled him towards that. And thoughts came in his mind that I may get that, I'll get rich, etc. And for a moment, just a moment, a second, his mind was off his object, and that was the getting the camel. So when he looked up again, the camel was gone from his sight. So he lost everything, he lost the camel, and then now the person is going to die in a very pitiable condition. All because he's moved away from huda, hidayat, guidance, his destination, and he became attracted and pulled and consumed by his hawa. So respected brothers and elders, there are so many verses in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah talks about those people who actually make the hawa, the evil desires, the ma'bud. They make that the god, as though they are worshipping their desires. In other words, every dictate of the desire, every command of the desire, they are obeying, and willfully, and they are happy in obeying. Allah says, then we cover the person's heart. We seal his sight and his hearing. Can such a person then get hidayah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So coming back to Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala's statement, that he addressed those people, he says, things that you are taking to be ma'roof now, it was once upon a time regarded to be non-permissible or something that they would be concerned about. And he says, you know what, the time after you is going to become worse. That something that you regard as not right now will become lawful tomorrow by other people. And as time has went past, we can see exact thing happening today. Allah protect me, Allah protect me. All of us, again, let us suppress this hawa, and we have to be sincere in ourselves, within ourselves. We have to be sincere. That for the sake of my Allah wants me to surrender completely. There must be no objections from my side. I must not become lax and lazy. I mustn't look for some type of justification. I want to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person does that, Allah opens doors of hidayat for him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. When he is going to go against that hawa, and he's going to fight that hawa, there's always the struggle between himself and his desires. It's a lifelong battle. And when that is going to happen, Allah is too merciful, Allah is too kind. Allah won't open just one path towards him. Allah will open paths of guidance towards him. May Allah Ta'ala grant me, grant you, grant all of us, especially our youth, our youngsters. Believe me, we have the social media today. And definitely there are times when it's great benefit and some things that are advantages to us, and we can research things very, very quickly. But there is so much of harm that you don't even know the siyaq, sabaq of things. You don't know what the real content is and from where it is coming, the source and the person who is behind it, and what poison is put in a very sugar-coated type of article and fatwa. And we just fall for it. And like this, what is going to happen? We'll become more and more and more and more laxed. Believe me, we will stay away from haqq. We will be distancing our own selves, and we can't blame any other person but ourselves, from accepting the truth and following the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid it must not happen like how the mushrikeen of Makkah treated, and their attitude towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they ignored the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they were following their desires, and they still worshipped the idols and the sun and the moon, and they totally ignored the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم بہت کمزور ہیں يا الله we are falling our hawa my Allah forgive us my Allah Allah give us huda give us hidayat my Allah guide us my Allah يا الله ہم نالائق ہیں يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں يا الله يا الله but we are your bandas my Allah يا الله we are the ummah of your beloved نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Allah, we are asking you for hidayat, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqeem. Ya Allah, show us the right path, my Allah. Do not make us become gumrah and astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, now show us the path towards you. Put us onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Right till we pass away with Iman. And in the condition that you are happy and pleased with us. Make us be successful in this dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Our parents, our wives, our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our zurriyat, our progeny. Allah, let not a single person become astray, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Make the teachings of Sharia become enjoyable to us, my Allah. Make it be such that we look forward to practicing upon it, my Allah. Let it not become a burden for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so ghafil, my Allah. Our hearts have become infested with gunas and sin and vice and evil. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت الله grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن شين سكون راحة protection your معرفة يقوم give us the حلاوة of إيمان give us the sweetness of إيمان give us the sweetness of begging from you my Allah the sweetness of salat my Allah the sweetness of tilawat my Allah the sweetness of sajda my Allah ya Allah give us the best of dunya and akhirat my Allah give us halal and tayyib rozi my Allah give us plentiful my Allah don't make us become muhtaj my Allah don't make us maqruz my Allah all those who have got a qaraz on their head ya Allah help them to fulfill that qaraz my Allah put raham in the hearts of the creditors my Allah ya Allah there are so many people looking for a job my Allah Allah find them suitable jobs, my Allah, that they can get halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. So many young boys and girls looking for marriageable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, they can't find a suitable partner, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a life of bliss and happiness, my Allah. A life of taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many young boys and girls are getting married today, my Allah. Hardly some time goes past and they're already divorced, my Allah. Ya Allah, exactly what Rasulullah Pak Sassam mentioned, that the time will come when talaq will become rife, my Allah. Eh, Malik Akreem, on flimsy excuses, my Allah. Petty things, my Allah. Petty issues, my Allah. They just furqat, they just shiqaq, my Allah. Eh, Malik Akreem, create muhabbat, mawadda between husband and wife, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the Quran and the Sunnah, my Allah. Make us become subservient to your teachings, my Allah, to your commandments, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the ishq al-muhabbat and the ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah, they are sick. So many undergoing operations, my Allah. So many have gone under operations, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. In and out of hospital, my Allah. Allah, they have become weak, my Allah. Allah, people have got different type of diseases, my Allah. Heart problems, different problems, my Allah. Allah, sabku shifai kamil, adil, da'i, mustaqir. Ya Allah, nasib farma. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Eh, Malik Kareem, so many months have gone past now, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh masoom children in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah. They've got nothing, my Allah. Not even a drop of water. They've got no clothing. They don't know what's the next food, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many women have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have been, thousands have lost their homes, my Allah. They've got no decent shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy, ya Allah, they're making such zulam upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not like zulam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not like the zalimeen, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, everything is in your control, my Allah. Allah, they can't ask anybody but you, my Allah. There's nobody, everybody has become so helpless in dunya, my Allah. We feel embarrassed and ashamed, my Allah. We can't do anything for our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Allah, tu hamari dua kabul farma. Allah, accept and listen to our plea, my Allah. Some sincere mother, some sincere sister, some brother, some elderly person, some hafiz of Quran, some alim, some masoom child, my Allah. Listen to the dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant victory to our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah, in Gaza and Palestine. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat. Afiyat, my Allah. Ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, give the mujahideen victory, my Allah. Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Destroy the enemy, my Allah. The month of Shaban, Ramadan now, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. How are they going to keep their rosas and tarawih, my Allah? Ya Allah, we've got such comfort, my Allah. You've given us every ni'mat, my Allah. And still we make na shukri, my Allah. Still we have hirs in our heart.
Ya Allah, we have hawa and hirs, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our hearts now, my Allah. And remove the difficulties. And any ummati of Rasulullah, wherever he is, wherever she is, whatever famine, drought, whatever it is, my Allah, whatever musibat he is going through, she is going through, whether it is physical problem, my Allah, depression, my Allah, whatever it is, my Allah, whether it is the dini problem, my Allah, ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah, our sorrows, our worries, our grief, our hardships, my Allah. Grant us sakina in our hearts, my Allah. Give us more to demand, both in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold the kosher water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Make them become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, aburad, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما يلا حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those requested دعاء answered they جائز مراد also ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.